Hello, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. Good as it gets. How are you?
Doing well. Got some questions for you.
All right.
As a juror, you have a lot of responsibility. What is your criteria or philosophy when it comes to casting your vote for the winner?
I definitely will be using my head and not my heart. And I want to see what, when, why, how you played this game, why you played this game, and just everything of who represents this season as a whole, strategically, emotionally, physically, spiritually, everything. That's all going to go into my, you know, my decision.
All right. I'm going to run through the players left in the game, and I just want to get your thoughts on their game and how likely you think you'd be to vote for them in the final two, starting with Betty.
Okay. Betty, I honestly don't know her game. I don't know what she's done. From my point of view, she's been carried by Josh and Kevin, myself, because of Josh, are tied to him. And yes, she's pulled out some comp wins and she's earned those. I don't take that away from her. But I want to know, what has she done in this game? How has she played this game? You know, she is a strong, independent person, but how has that been shown in the game, though? So, yeah.
Is there anything she could do to earn your vote?
I think answering some questions. I definitely have some questions for her. If she's in that final two spot, if she can explain to me what she's done and what moves has she made in this game? Not just by winning comps, but is there any strategic play in her game? I'd love to know that.
All right. How do you feel about Josh's game?
Josh. Josh's game. I think he's played a dirty game, and he's gotten very personal when you didn't need to get personal about things and building those close bonds. But he's been the face of like our alliance, Crash Test Dummies. He was the face. He was the host, and all that background work. Yes, he obviously contributed to it. But were you playing everybody like the entire time? You actually were just a sole player and only cared about yourself? Like, did you ever even care about the alliance? Were you ever true to it? To your core? So yeah, with Josh, he's a strong player. He's extremely smart. He's physically, he can win comps. He has been winning comps. So yeah, no, he's a good player for sure. I would say, you know, about the bitterness of it.
All right. And what about Kevin?
Kevin, my boy, Kev is an impeccable player. Honestly, I'm not just being biased, but he really is, though. He strategically moved to the house, being a ghost, being invisible. He made impactful decisions. He, you know, had a hand in making those decisions. And yes, he hasn't won comps. He has one comp win. But he hopefully has more coming. And he has made personal relationships, game relationships. And I think overall, he is the best player.
All right. So how would you rank them in order of who you're most likely to vote for to least likely to vote for?
Kevin, Betty, Josh.
All right. Who do you think each player should bring with them if they were to win the final three HOA? Who should they bring to the final two?
Kevin should bring Josh because he definitely would win against Josh. Betty should bring Josh because she would win against Josh. And Josh should bring Kevin.
All right. Okay. So, who do you think has had the most amount of influence in the game?
The most amount of influence, I would have to say, Kevin and I. we definitely had influence in this game. To say we had all of it, no, it was all team effort, and that was with Josh, whoever we're working with, and the BB Can Gods also with the gummies. It helped out in certain situations. But I think him and I had a big influence because of voting. The way it worked out, even though we didn't have actual power, we did have power in the votes, and we influenced how, you know, people thought about people, planted seeds. So I would say Kevin and I.
Who do you think has played the worst game?
The worst game? I would say Marty, unfortunately. Yeah, he is a comp winner, but his mouth got him in trouble quite a bit. He just blah 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 all around, and he couldn't keep a secret. He, you know, would say everything and anything before he's even done anything or has a position to do so. So I think, yeah, unfortunately, I would say Marty.
Who are you most upset with in the game?
I'm most upset with, can I say myself?
Sure.
I would say Josh or Betty. I would say Josh or Betty. But I think it'd be Josh, to be honest. I'm upset with Josh. I thought, you know, he'd stay loyal and he didn't. And then, yeah, I would say Josh.
Who would you have brought to the final two if you had the option?
I would have bought Kev, even though towards the end of the game, I was thinking, you know what, like, I can, you know, he's an impeccable, I know his game, he's going to win, but I was going to take Kev. I was going to take Kev, and I would still take Kev if I was still in that house. It'd be Kevin.
What was your favorite moment in the game?
My favorite moment would be when I saw my mom. She was in the Big Brother Canada house. I turned into a little girl again, and I haven't gone this long without seeing or talking to her. So that week especially, I needed that. And it was the best feeling ever. Forever will be bonded and have this memory.
What were your thoughts on your goodbye messages?
My thoughts on my goodbye messages. It is what it is. I guess, like, it's, you know, Kevin, we're real. Our relationship was real. Like, Betty, you know, I think she's doing jury management. Do you think I'm actually amazing? I don't think so. You know, Josh, you were just playing me. So they were whatever. Honestly, I was just so zoned out that I really wasn't paying attention.
What do you think was your best move in the game?
My best move in the game, I would have to say, was sending Tanisha home. That week, I knew if I made this decision, it was going to affect my game. And if I couldn't make the decision, I could not play this game. But it was really hard for me because I was using my heart, not my head. Previously. So with that, it was just, if I don't do this, I can't play this game. I think from that moment, it defined me.
What do you think was your biggest mistake in the game?
My biggest mistake in this game was sending Jacelyn home and keeping Josh. Oh, I regret it.
Do you think that it was the right decision to evict you this week?
In hindsight, yes, it was. I feel like, you know, I would have given them one for their money. And they knew that Josh knew my game. Nobody else did. So yeah, I get it. They were, you know, intimidated by me. I find it's a compliment. Thank you so much. Like, game wise, like, it's great, but it's not an easy win to take Kevin. I think they think that, but it's not going to be at all.
Who do you want to win the game?
I want Kevin to win. I want Kev to win so bad.
Who do you think will win the game?
I think Betty will, but I'm still, Kev may too. Like, they're both Kevin or Betty, to be honest.
All right. I think that's all I've got for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Helena.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.